make your feet hurt, though. Got to break them in. Well, y'all remember my little grandson, right? Michael? Remember little Michael? Okay. You don't remember him? Well, you'll meet him sometime. He's not so little anymore. He's getting bigger and bigger. But he just started playing T-ball. And my oldest son, his dad, and my younger son have taken the team and are coaching it. And they asked if I would help, which I agreed to. And this past Saturday, they had a game, and my oldest son and my youngest son both had commitments out of town. So guess who got the team that I'm going to help with? Right. Well, now, what I want to say here is I went out, and we've had some practices, so the kids on the team, they got to see me a little bit, but they don't know me. You know, they didn't know who I am or what I did or how I was or any of that. But yet, when we went out there and was talking to them and trying to show them things and guide them in the right ways to play the baseball game and all these things, they just listened and pretty much did whatever we wanted them to do. Okay? They just accepted the fact that, right or wrong, I knew what I was talking about. Okay? Which was kind of surprising because, like I say, they don't know who I am. They know nothing about me, right? All they knew is that I was there to help them with their ball game, right? To play better and stuff like that, right? So they took it upon themselves then to do one of the things I talk about a lot was to have a little faith in that what I was teaching them was right, okay? Well, one of the other things that we also teach in this younger age of the baseball is one of the more important things is to have fun, right? And that when they're out here, as long as you're doing these things that we tell you to do, you're going to have fun. And they all agreed with that. And they played the game, and we did this, and we practiced. And even Saturday when we had the game, people were having fun, okay? Because that's what we told them. You all come out here, you play this game, and you're going to have fun. Well, my grandson, we had him up where the pitcher stands, kind of right in the middle, and there was a player on the other team, you good, and he hit that ball really, really hard, and it came right back at Michael and hit him right here in the arm, really hard, and all of a sudden, he looked over like, well, this ain't no fun. Which he was right. It was not fun. All of a sudden, something that we had told him was good and that he would enjoy and everything was not any fun anymore. This was hurting. So we immediately went up to him. His eyes teared up. Yes, they did. But he didn't really cry. Well, the first thing that happened is we hollered at him to pick the ball up and throw to first. We didn't care about him being hurt or whatever. So that's what he did. He picked it up and he threw it first, and then he went back to rubbing that arm again because, like I said, it was hurting. He had a bruise the next day and all this. But we immediately went to him and talked to him and asked him if he was okay, and he kind of said he was. And we explained to him, you know, that this is why you have to make sure you're paying attention and that these things kind of happen, right? Well, I kind of relate the little things that happened during that baseball game with me and God, and you and God, and Jesus. Because you believe that as long as you do what God says and believe in what Jesus tells you to do, you kind of think things are always going to be all right, don't you? That they're going to be good. But we know that they're not always good, right? Things happen that you just don't see coming, like that ball off that bat. He did not see that coming. And it hit him and hurt him. And yeah, and we had that it didn't. That's right. We are very lucky. But so we know that things like that happen and hurt us at times. But as we went out and talked to Michael and assured him that, yes, even though things like this will happen, that you will be okay, that you will get over this. And he stayed on the mound. He didn't want to leave. He wanted to finish up the game there, and so he stayed. And like I say, I think that if we know that even when things hurt us, as y'all do already know, like preaching to the choir, they say here. Y'all know that as long as you keep God with you and believe in Him, that He will, even though sometimes things don't happen the way we want or are kind of bad, that He has a plan. And that in the end, the things will come out good, right? Yeah, I agree. But you know what little Michael said when we went to dinner after that game? He said for the next game, he didn't think he wanted to be pitcher. And he wasn't. We moved him to the outfield, but we switched him all around. Okay, so y'all know what my word was today, right? That even though you have the faith and you know that good things always come when you do the right things with God, sometimes things are going to happen that we just can't control. But as long as we keep God in our hearts and our faiths, they'll be okay.
Who's a good dodgeball player who could have beat it?
Well, it was quick. I don't know that I could have moved out of the way. But he did throw the ball first.
Okay.
You could? Good job. Thanks for coming, guys. And thank you for the microphone.